Papua New Guinea has urged the international community not to interfere as it begins negotiations with Bougainville over the region's future. Almost 98% of people in Bougainville voted to seek independence from PNG in a historic referendum in the country. But the vote is non-binding, and years of negotiations between the two are expected to follow. Thousands of people turned out to see PNG's Prime Minister, James Marape, during a brief visit where he promised Bougainville economic control but stopped short of backing independence. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports from Bougainville.
They may have voted for independence, but the people of Bougainville were thrilled to welcome PNG's Prime Minister, James Marape. Thousands turned out to hear him speak in the wake of the overwhelming referendum result. 97.7% voted for independence. People here have waited almost 20 years for the poll, which was part of a peace deal that brought an end to a bloody civil war in the region. Mr. Marape won over the crowd by acknowledging Bougainville's past struggles and the high vote.
Bloody losing life, as you talk, more than 20,000.
He used the speech to offer full economic control to Bougainville, but he stopped short of committing to independence.
I just told him, maintain the flag and the national boundaries. You can have full economic powers within you.
Can you envisage a time where the flag and the boundaries also go, where you see Bougainville as its own sovereign nation?
That's something for the future. I can't preempt the future outcome.
The referendum is non-binding and years of negotiations are set to follow. Whatever outcome is agreed to will have to be approved by the National Parliament. After such an overwhelming call for independence, there may be little appetite for anything less than that. But Bougainville's president, John Momus, is hopeful about the discussions to come.
He hasn't said that it will, stop at economic development. In any process, you have to have a proper mix between ideology and pragmatism. That's what he's talking about.
He's calling for a treaty to be signed before the next national elections in 2022. But already, one prominent ex-combatant is calling for the international community to ask PNG to accept the reality and let Bougainville go. PNG's Bougainville Affairs Minister, Sir Puka Temu, says there's no place for that.
But I call upon the international community to please refrain from making any interference during the consultation process.
How long that process may take remains to be seen. This is Natalie Whiting in Bougainville for Saturday AM.